Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, and this morning we have with us Elaine Connolly. And Elaine, are you excited about July?
Oh, my goodness, Vance. I don't even know where to start with everything good happening. It's just almost too much.
Well, I know for most Americans, and I apologize for those of you who are not going to be celebrating the 4th of July, but for most of us, 4th of July in the middle of a week really kind of makes things either really, really interesting, you know, in one way or the other. But when it comes to Nikan, the neatest thing about social gatherings, and I know Elaine, you'll agree with this, is that you get to connect with people, and usually their guards down. And when we start sharing about, you know, when someone says, oh, yeah, we gardened, we did too much in the yard last weekend and this happened, or, you know, we noticed our, you know, on the subject of today, we noticed our pet, our favorite, you know, cat that we've had for 12 years is starting to, you know, do this, that, or the other. People like you, Elaine, you're usually pretty quick to say, you know, you really should look into some of these solutions, these products we have, because they're quite astounding. And so on that note, Elaine, I would appreciate if you'd give a little bit about your background and then share some of these stories. And then the way this is going to work, folks, I'm going to do something that I rarely ever do, and that is I'm going to completely yield the call to Elaine, okay? And I'm just going to sit back and listen, and I'm not going to interrupt and interject at all. It's totally Elaine's call, and so for the next 30, 40 minutes or so, however long, Elaine, you want to go, you're going to share some stories and then open up the line. So the way that works, folks, is when, after Elaine's done, when she requests, you just have to hit *6 on your phone line, and you go from there. So Elaine, the floor is yours. I'm going to stop, and I want, again, a little bit about your background, and then turn towards animals, and why, for starters, and then I know you've got a collection, literally a boatload of experiences, and by the way, I love the one that you just recently sent with the dog drinking out of the waterfall. That was, maybe you can describe that, because the video is so short and so fast, you kind of have to, I had to watch it 3 or 4 times before I went, oh, now I get it. That is awesome. You know, a dog pushing on the waterfall to get water and not drinking out of a regular dish, but only out of that unit. So, anyways, Elaine Connolly, would you call yourself a retired registered nurse, or do you always put RN? How does that work?
I'm not retired. I will never retire.
Okay.
All right. I just transitioned from acute care hospital administration and long-term care administration. But a little bit about me. I'm a Western-trained RN, and my background is in the hospital and nursing home administration area. As a nurse, I worked every single unit in the hospital, and I was introduced to Nikan 17 years ago. Because I was looking for a healthcare business I could do from home. As a chief nursing officer, I had been diagnosed with stage 3 cancer and went through traditional treatment, had every complication in the book. Long story short, I was given a prescription for a wheelchair in 1996 and told I would never walk normally again. So a close friend knew I was struggling, and she introduced me to Nikan. And I was totally fascinated because of the energy company that I was looking at and their historical background, how long they had been in business, the 5A1 Dun & Bradstreet rating. And basically, I ordered everything in the catalog at that time without seeing a product. It's amazing what you'll do when your back is up against the wall. So anyhow, to make a long story short, within 2 years, and I basically put myself into a wellness home of what Nikan had at that time, my health challenges one by one in those two-year period went away. I was so astounded that I thought, you know what, I have a background in biomedical research, and it took me 7 years to come up with something that was going to put me back on my feet. And what about those individuals out there that have been told that they have to live with it? And so that I started an integrative health RN practice. I have an office in a wellness center here in Cleveland, Ohio, and I work in energy. And so I do the emotion code, body code, I do quantum biofeedback. I apply kinesiology for food and nutrition testing supplements, and I also added Beamer therapy recently this past year. But Nikan put me back on my feet, and I'm going to be doing this forever. So as an RN, I transitioned out of the acute care. I started my practice part-time while I was still working full-time. And then I transitioned to full-time and doing what I'm currently doing in energy about 4.5 years ago. About 8 years ago, I had a couple clients call me that had adopted and rescued two dogs, fell in love with them, and then some bad behavior started. And they said, you know, you helped us out, you know, with the non-drug, non-surgery approach, you know, what's going on with our animals. And so I tapped the wisdom of the veterinarians that were in Nikan, and guess what? It's as simple as what we're talking about. I tell people that disease is complicated and difficult, and health is really simple and easy. If you have an open mind, you're willing to listen and explore that which you do not know, then wisdom comes in the end. So I started my seeing animals, and so far in my practice, I've worked with horses, cats, birds, and dogs, and cats. And animals need the same thing that we do. Our health every single day depends on the quality of what we put in our body with our food and water and nutrition and supplements, and then how well your body detoxifies every single day. Most people don't realize that, you know, you have basic cell metabolism and you have waste involved there. And I was just speaking with a 25-year-old woman yesterday who really should be in an optimal state of health, and she's not. She aches all over. So we went back to, you know, the basic thing of number one is water. You're 70 to 80% water. So our animals are basically dependent on us to be knowledgeable as far as what they need. And I still run into people that are drinking tap water, even though there's been a humongous amount of stuff on the TV, and then also are not aware that the quality of water is so important to your overall health. And what happens to people, it actually happens to pets. And they're actually more vulnerable than we are because they're out in the environment more. They're in contact with the grass. If you do not use chemicals on your lawn, your neighbor does. And guess what? The wind blows. So they're in contact, you know, with her paws almost on a daily basis, if it's an outdoor animal, with the toxicities of the herbicides and the pesticides that are going into their system. So their livers are struggling just like ours are, you know, to keep our body clean and detoxify. So my first experience, you know, related to pets was with my own animals. In 2001 is when Nikan came out with the first water filtration product, and I'll never forget it. I was at a convention, and I happened to be seated and picking the brains of the physicians, you know, in Nikan, because I had started my practice part-time, and I said, well, I don't understand why an energy company is getting into water. And one of the doctors said to me, he said, you know, go back to your biology days because you're 70 to 80% water. And he looked at me, and happened to be a veterinarian. And he said, do you have any pets? And I said, yeah, two cats. And he said, well, how many water bowls? And I said, two. He said, when you go home, he said, put the tap water in one bowl and put the Nikan water in the other and go to work and come home and see what happens. And that's what I did. And my animals had emptied that Nikan water bowl and hadn't touched the tap water. But at that time, I still had a little bit more of a mind, Western mindset than average. And I decided to do it again, but this time I switched the bowls around, and guess what? The animals still went for the Nikan water, and then that was the end of that, you know, questioning related to why Nikan got into the water system. The second thing that happened related to pets for me was I had gone to a mall. There was a bookstore closing, and I'm a bookworm, and one of the books stood out right on the rack to me. And it was a book by Ann Martin, who's an investigative New York Times reporter. And the title of the book was Food Pets Die For. And I thought, what's all this about? And so bottom line is, she had had a couple dogs who died suddenly, and they didn't know why. And the vet that she had did autopsies and found sleeping medication in these animals. And it was the sleeping medication that the veterinarians used to put pets to sleep. So that center on a journey, a multi-year journey, analyzing and investigating the pet food industry. And so you'll see on the TV now, no longer are the ears of corn, you know, dancing across the TV, because corn is a basically processed food for pets. So I read this book, and I learned about what to look for in not feeding your pet. So you don't want any corn, you don't want any soy, you don't want any wheat, and you certainly don't want any byproducts. Corn, wheat, and soy are processed foods for your pet, highly inflammatory. And byproducts can be consisted of, they come from rendering plants across the United States and consist of euthanized pets, roadkill, and then meat that's been deemed unfit for human consumption. So I started checking pet labels. And my dog had been on Biljack from a puppy. And this was in the late 80s. And Biljack at that time had three ingredients. And now you can't pronounce what's on the label. So I steer my clients away from buying their food in the commercial grocery stores. I periodically go through Giant Eagle. And I've only found one dog food that does not have those ingredients in it. And it's really the basis of health. Dan Sandres had referenced the dog video that I sent in. It's probably only like 30 seconds long. I wish they would have filmed it longer. But it's of a dog who had Nikan Pymag water in his bowl on the floor, but he figured out a way to get it directly from the source. And the two-year-old and the three-year-old now son was giggling in the background because the dog was going up to the counter and pushing, you know, the lever, dispensing lever in, and then just drinking his water directly out of the Pymag waterfall. So animals know what's good for them and what isn't. The other book that Ann Martin wrote was called Protect Your Pets. And I know that you can go on Amazon or you can even find it probably in the library at this time. But it's a very informative book. She talks about vaccinations and what to request when you're going in and out of your veterinary office. So that's basically how I started working with pets. And since that time, it's pretty remarkable because they need the same thing that we do. I tell my clients who say they only want to do one thing, then do the water. The water is going to have the most impact on you, and then go from there related to any supplements. Unless you're having discomfort in your body, you know, we can use the magnetics, insoles in your shoes. But our pets are the same way. And I tell people that the outcome, when they ask me about outcomes, I tell them the outcomes of my pets. I've been a Nikan 17 years. My oldest cat died at 21. My dog died at 20. The next cat died at 17, and the next dog died at 14. I currently have one cat, and he's 10 years old. He has not been to the vet for probably 8 years. He is a Nikan cat. He uses the pet pad. He also has a water fountain because he only drinks moving water, not water in the bowl. But I have him on, I put all my pets on the barley grass and the liver, and now the cleanse and detox. I recommend to people as their pets are aging to also put them on lactoferrin. And that's because the lactoferrin supports all the mucous membranes of the body, entire digestive tract, your urinary system, and your pulmonary system, your lungs. Because as we age, you've heard about that gluten problem. Well, it's actually the fact that the food influences the absorption into your body of the nutrients. And the lactoferrin supports, you know, that exchange in digestion, and also the healthy mucous membranes and the other two body systems that I mentioned. An example, one of my wellness consultants has a collie, and Gracie is 8 years old, and she had been through three surgeries because she had recurring urinary tract infections, and she also dribbled with her urine. And she was facing another complicated surgery at the Ohio State Veterinary Hospital, and the consultant called me and said, what do you think? And the veterinarians had told her that Gracie had this problem because the urinary tract system through urethra was only 5 inches long. And I said to Rebecca, I said, I'm not a physician. I said, I'm not diagnosing. But in my observation, if the mucous membranes of the body are healthy, then I see no reason why, and the immune system is where it needs to be, I see no reason why the length matters. And so what we did was we put Gracie on the PET pad. She already had the water. We put her on the nutritionals of the barley grass, the lactoferrin, and the liver support. And then we also put her on a natural supplement called D-Mannose. It's D-M-A-N-N-O-S-E. And it's a simple sugar. And you can look it up on the internet. Basically, it's used to bind with the bacteria in the bladder, and then the bacteria gets excreted. And so you can use it holistically for both people and pets. And so she had had the blood work done prior to just talking to me and the analysis. And so in 3 weeks, she was due back at the vet. And so she had that examination done, and Gracie's results were totally normal. There was no bacteria in her urine, and all of her blood work was normal. It had not been for the previous 5 years. So Gracie remains well. This was 4 years ago. And so that's basically the regime that I recommend for animals that have urinary problems. My cat that I have now had kidney stones. And I found out that basically he's not a really good water drinker. And so I got a fountain, and now he drinks from the water fountain because it moves. He's on the Nika Nutritionals, and he has not had any further bladder stones. So I ask people in my practice to be their own experiment because everybody's unique. The question I get a lot is, well, how soon is this sort of, you know, what can I expect? And I'll always say, I don't know. You know, some people will see something in a week. Some people will see something in a month, 3 months, 6 months. It depends on the quality of your life, how well you eat, if you eliminate junk food, if you're not on soda pop, if you're not doing sugar, if you're not smoking. All of that influences your body's ability to recover. What I have learned in my practice, however, for the past 17 years, is that if you develop something, you can just as well undevelop it. It's a matter of figuring it out, and this is what I mean by being a health detective of your own, figuring out what the parts and pieces, and then following your own intuition. As children, we're basically educated in the school system to sleep on it, don't make a hasty decision, when in actuality, from the energy perspective, you have a pretty good intuition. Animals have what is called instinctive intelligence, and that's demonstrated by them knowing when a storm is coming or an earthquake is coming, etc. And in actuality, we have also instinctive intelligence. It's called intuition. And so follow your intuition. As a nurse, I always felt that when people have the information and knowledge they're seeking, they know what fits for them and what makes common sense. So the next thing I just want to talk about, and then we'll open up the call, is about what to avoid with cats and dogs. All right. Actually, when the health of a pet starts to tumble, some of it can be attributed to us being too kind to them by overfeeding. And I have a friend that owns a natural pet food store here in the Cleveland, Ohio area, and she's always preaching to her customers that if you're good at, there's nothing wrong with treats, all right, once or twice a day. But factor that into their whole food plan, because we can overfeed them to obesity. They should be slim and trim just like we should. If they're not, then that leads to a body imbalance, and then the body decides what kind of signs and symptoms to associate with that. So with cats and dogs, number one, you want to avoid alcohol. All right. Sometimes when you have a party, a picnic, etc., you know, I'll see people, you know, put beer in a bowl and, you know, the dog drinks it. Well, you know, that might be pretty funny and something to talk about, but in actuality, with enough alcohol, that animal can have seizures and die. Second thing you want to avoid is chocolate, coffee, or any kind of caffeine. Those three items contain macroenzymes. And those are neurotoxins that can disrupt the neurological system. You don't want to feed them any citrus because you get stomach upsets, and then you also can get that central nervous system depression. You don't want grapes or raisins because that can lead to kidney failure. You also don't want any kind of nuts because you'll get nausea, vomiting, potential pancreatitis, and tremors. You will notice so far that everything is affecting the central nervous system. So these are no-no foods for dogs and cats. They also can begin to get an elevated temperature, and that can influence further problems. Milk and dairy are not the best things for cats and dogs. And I know, you know, just like with humans, we grew up on milk, and because we are nursed on milk, mother's milk, there's a translation that dairy is needed, and it really is not true. You can do your own search, you know, on the internet, and you will find out that you can get your calcium and necessary nutrients from other avenues, and milk and dairy are not our friends. But especially cats and dogs do not have the lactase enzyme in their stomachs to properly digest it. You don't want to be giving them any onions, chives, can cause gastric upsets, and onions can actually cause red blood cell damage. Any salty or sweet snacks affect the sodium levels in their bloodstreams and in their tissues, and they can actually get a sodium ion poisoning that has to do with the homeostasis balance of the body. Also, xylitol, which is a more natural sweetener, works with cats and dogs to release insulin, and then you can cause seizures, liver failure, and you also don't want to be feeding them any kind of raw baked goods. I know as a child, we attempted to get at the cookie dough, you know, that was not cooked yet, and my mother and grandmother always steered us away from that, and the animals can get into just as much problems. The other thing I want to talk about is the fact that we have our pets on a lot of vaccinations, and a lot of now, at one time, heartworm prevention, as it's called, was only during the summer months. Now they want it year-round. And in actuality, there are natural, to every drug out there, there's a natural counterpart. Now, that qualifier that I'm going to do is say is that at any given point, when you're in a downward slide in an acute situation, drugs and surgery are good. However, if you're looking at prevention, if you are looking at using a chemical for prevention, do a little bit more due diligence and look out for the more natural approaches to accomplish the same thing. Example is, with heartworm prevention, there is what is called a pure geranium essential oil, all right, that basically you spray on the pet periodically, and it repels the fleas and ticks. And there are no side effects when it's used properly. The other thing that repels the fleas and ticks is a garlic formula. It can be combined, you know, with some vitamin B12, and you can find the more natural formulations in your pet food stores. The commercial pet foods are extremely hard on the kidneys and livers. And when you're looking at liver and kidney failure in an animal, and it's usually an older animal, there are herbal medicines that have been extremely effective for reversing that situation. And it's been proven, you know, by the research that is done in Chinese medicine, basically. And it's called Remania 8 formula, R-E-H-M-A-N-N-I-A. And the letter written out, E-I-G-H-T, Remania 8. And so if you have an older pet and you're doing all the things that we're talking about and you still have some imbalance in this animal, I would suggest that you explore a veterinarian that is schooled in the use of herbal medicine. And more of them are out there. If any of you are interested, you know, in any of the articles that I'm speaking from, you can send me an email. It's Elaine, E-L-A-I-N-E, Conley, C-O-N-N-E-L-L-Y, 1@gmail.com. So I could go on and on, you know, relative to the different stories. One of the latest ones, working with a horse in Colorado, they had trouble getting on the trail, getting cinched, abdomen seemed bloated, and I did some energy healing approaches. Turns out the horse was dehydrated. The owner had changed the feed to a less expensive brand, and we basically changed a few things, and she used the Mag Duo on the horse, and we put a shower head onto the hose in the horse barn. Now, for people, Nathan does not recommend doing that, all right, but this was well water. The well water was a problem. The owner knew that, and the shower head on the end of the hose to the barn seemed the best bet until she got the well corrected, and basically it made sense to her to change the water. Within a week to 10 days of doing and changing some of this stuff, the animal was prancing to get out of the barn again, not having to stop going up and down hills, and did not resist having the saddle put on. So what I'd like to do now is turn over the call to any comments or any stories. I could go on forever, you know, with my own animals and then also with some of my clients, but I'll also answer any questions that people have. So go ahead and star 6, and any comments or any questions, or relate your own story.
Elaine?
Yes.
This is Carol in Wisconsin.
Hey, Carol.
And I don't know if this is something that you feel like you can answer, but do you know about arteritis, close, you know, that can affect your eyes?
Yes.
Inflammation. And so I have a friend with that, and she's on prednisone. Is there any recommendation that would be natural that might help that?
Well, actually, the literature out there from Western medicine, depending on what organization you go to ophthalmology-wise, recommends that you look at the following vitamins and consider them. Basically, vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin C, vitamin D3, and vitamin E. And then also the omega fatty acids.
Okay.
All right. And again, you go back to why is this happening to begin with? And so you've got to look at the imbalance in the body, and whether, regardless of what body system is imbalanced, you want to find out about water. Because your eyes can be affected by that also. Any body system can be affected from dehydration. It's your body that decides what system it's going to tumble in. So I also recommend minimally the pillow and the sleep mask. I've seen some remarkable things over the past 17 years, you know, relative to the effects of that sleep mask and cocooning your head, you know, in those energies.
Okay.
And the other thing, the other one minimally would be the barley grass, because that's going to alkalize the system. See, anytime you have an ITIS on the end of anything, that's an inflammation. All right, it's an inflammation of the arteries. And in this case, it's the arteries of the eye. But anytime you have inflammation, your goal should be to reduce the inflammation in your body, and you do that with the good filtered alkaline water, the barley grass, and then I would also ask her if she's on any medications. If she is, then she also needs to support the liver. And the prednisone is a medication, and actually, as a nurse, excuse my French, we called that a badass drug because it was so powerful. And at one time in my nursing career, that was a drug of last resort. And now we're automatically prescribing that not only for ourselves but our animals as a first line of treatment, you know, rather than anything else that has less severe side effects. Kidney failure, liver failure, that's all part of the, you know, cortisone possible outcomes. Myself, I developed premature cataracts in the, when I was in my 40s, and it was directly attributed by Western science to the cortisone that I got because of severe poison ivy as a teenager so many times. So thanks for the question.
Mm-hmm. Can you?
Hey, Ray.
Vitamin
Never mind. What? Go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. We have a greyhound. They are really prone to their bodies build extra tartar on their teeth. Of course, you know, I always give my animal the pie water, but I brush your teeth every day with a gel that's supposed to be veterinary recommended. But I don't know if there's anything else that they're treated terribly as puppies, you know, in the racing world.
Right.
So it's not like proper care. But then, you know, I just don't know if there's anything else I can do other than brushing your teeth and the pie water to deter that condition.
Okay. Check the toothpaste that you're using. Some of the veterinary formulas have sugar in it, which you don't want. And besides brushing the teeth, what type of pet food do you have your dog on?
We give her, we've changed a few times. Right now she's usually on a salmon as the first ingredient, and it's supposed to be helpful for dry skin. So
okay, well, check the
pet products or, you know, any grains in it.
Okay, so that was the next thing I was going to ask you, whether it was grain-free. Because I am recommending in my practice that, you know, the pet food be grain-free nowadays for the reasons that we already previously discussed. I would do, do you have a natural pet food store in your area?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. What you can do is you can search on the Internet, okay, for a natural pet food store and put your city and state in there. And if there's none by you, you can also find the pet stores online, and there are there's powdered natural ingredients or remedy that you put on the pet food that helps, you know, with the tartar. All right. Okay. And the other thing I would do is I would put your animal on lactoferrin.
Okay.
And barley grass if you don't have the dog on that.
Okay. Great.
And for the same reason for what we're just talking about. The mucous membranes, you know, even I've seen it even when, like, when you go to the dentist, they tell you that you have soft teeth or, you know, your family doesn't have hard enamel, you know, that type of thing. And it goes back to supporting the body from the outside and also the inside. And so you're doing the same thing, you know, with the animal.
Right.
So that's what I would do.
Otherwise, she's been healthy. Our last test time for teeth was $850. So, plus, you know, of course, we want to keep our animal in the best health for other reasons, too. But, okay.
Well,
okay.
I think there's better formulations, but check the labels from the toothpaste from the vet because the last couple that I saw, because I have the clients bring them into my office, the ingredients list, and it had sugar in it. And so I don't think you want to be, you know, brushing the animal's teeth with sugar.
Right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Elaine?
Yes?
Patty Jane here. Could you speak to adjusting the dosage from human dosage for weight?
Okay. As far as the Nika and Whole Food supplements, number one, it's not a matter of overdosing because it's not a chemical. You're not going to get into trouble with food. Where you want to be more diligent on how much you give them is because of your budget, naturally. And so the average that you will see on the Nikan supplements for the capsules, you know, is for about 120-pound person, all right, or an average adult, if you will. And so what I recommend to my clients is that if you have a 50-pound dog, and they're using the jade capsules that they give two a day. As far as the cleanse and detox, you know, that for average adult, that's three. So with a 50-pound animal, I would give them one. As far as sprinkling the barley grass, you have to cut down on that teaspoon twice a day, you know, based on weight. So I had a cat that was 10 pounds, and so I gave him a little, about a third of a teaspoon of the barley grass. As far as I know, there's people that give their animals the Vital Balance also, all right? And again, it all is according to what you want to do with your pet. I have my dog, he was on joint and all of the other things as he aged, and he actually thought these capsules were treats. So he'd see me go over to the supplement counter in my kitchen, and I'd start taking, you know, the supplements down for him, and he'd be danced around, and he would just take that barley grass capsule and think it was a treat. He took the joint, he took the lactoferrin. So it all depends on the personality of your pet. I also have pet owners tell me that what they'll do is, if they are on dried food, they will sprinkle the barley grass on there, and I tell them always to use more water, because our pets have the same problem. Chris, who owns that pet food store in my area, is a Neekin distributor, and she gives me a lot of pointers. And when you come into her store, she'll tell you, regardless of what kind of food you're feeding, always put extra water onto that food, because our animals aren't drinking like humans are not drinking, and over time they can get dehydrated. That way, if you add the water during feeding time, you are at least assured that they are drinking that much. So I thought that was a good suggestion.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, what I'd like to do is ask anybody if they have their own pet story to relate, because, or those of other consultants or ones that you have heard about.
I can give you one. This is Char.
Hi.
How easy it is to have the animals know what the products, generation the products are. I can line up all the different seats we've had on the sofa, and the one that they go to is the latest technology. Invariably, mm-hmm. if I get off that seat, they're on it immediately, and they're fighting for it. So that tells you that they sense the energy, and, you know, it's just, it's fun. It's fun to watch them, because they definitely go to that one last seat that we've got.
That's wonderful, Shari, and that's an example of that instinctive intelligence. That reminds me, and I don't remember who told me this story, but they had loaned out a pet pad to their neighbor. And when the trial was over, the neighbor washed the outer covering, you know, that was on it, and put the pet pad in upside down. And when the consultant got the pad back, her dog kept on trying to crawl under the pad. All right, rather than lay on top of it, until she finally figured out, you know, that she took it apart and actually had the magnets on the wrong side for the animal.
I've had the same situation when I don't want them on it because they're losing hair or whatever at the time, or shedding. I'll fold it down and they don't get on it.
Well, and the other observation that I've made for my own pets, and I've got this from my clients, is that for cats, when you hydrate them with the good Tymag water and then make sure that you're giving them, you know, the better food that doesn't have all the junk in it, that they shed less. And I can't tell you how many years it's been since I've had a hairball from a cat in my house. They just don't throw up. And one of the veterinarians in Neekin, right at the very beginning, told me that the cat family in nature, you know, the lions, the tigers, and all those animals, don't have hairballs, all right? And it's because of the processed food diet and the lack of water the cats throw up. Cats naturally are going to get hair in their system, but they should be passing it straight through if their intestines and their GI tract is in good health. So I thought that was a very interesting result of using better food, and then, of course, you know, the quality of water that Neekin has. Anybody else?
I'll give this real quick. It was interesting last night because I had rinsed my vegetables in some, of course, Pymag water, and one of the cats got up in the sink and drank. They'd been setting actually several hours in the water, and one of the cats got up and drank that water that was, you know, the vegetables would have been soaked in. They had Pymag water in their dish, but that evidently carried some of the nutrients from the leaves of the greens, and they got
Probably to them was like a 5-star restaurant. We're approaching 10:55. So anybody else have one last minute short comment or story? Well, then I'm going to say goodbye for now, and thank you.
Could you, Alberta, could you please spell the name of that? There's two of them that I need to find my notes. It's the D something, and then the other one with the R.
It's D-MANNOSE.
D-MANNOSE. And then the other one is
R-E-H-M-A-M-A.
Okay.
N-N-I-A. Second word is eight. E-I-G-H-T.
Now, so spell that again. R what?
R-E-H-M. The last word is eight. E-I-G-H-T.
E-I-G-H-T?
Correct.
No.
Romania 8 formula.
Oh, okay. 8, okay.
And it's used for treating aging animals.
Okay.
So on behalf of Vance, I appreciate him asking me to be on the call. If you all have further questions and couldn't get on to have them answered, my phone is 440-478-4073. I am going to be in the mountains of Pennsylvania until next Friday. So give me a call on Friday or thereafter, and I'll be able to speak with you at length.
Number again?
So thanks. 440-478-4073.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you all, and have a very safe and happy 4th of July holiday. Goodbye. This was terrific. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Great call. God bless to all. Safe 4th of July. Great job. Fantastic.
That's not the special.